from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Indigenous communities who gathered in Timmins today for a dedication credit Mayor Michelle Boileau and her council with leading the way in bringing attention to the massive problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited people. The dedication was the honorary naming of the area of Vipond Road and Manita Avenue, Bernadette Sutherland Way. She was a 42-year-old mother of 11 from Fort Albany who was relocating to Timmins, fleeing an abusive relationship. Her body was found in that area in July 1986. Her daughter Lillian told the gathering her mother would have turned 80 in September. She said the naming makes her heart lighter, and it's an honor to her family to gain the recognition of Bernadette's life. OPP detachments from Cochrane to Hearst and Moosonee are noticing a marked increase in the presence of the illegal drug crystal methamphetamine. Constable Kyler Brower says that's based on hospitalizations and seizures of the crystal meth.
And that's not just on drug warrants or drug trafficking charges, but as part of impaired driving investigation, break and enter investigations, weapons offenses, assaults.
Among the concerns, says Brower, is that it's highly addictive and can cause several short and long-term negative health effects. It also goes hand in hand with other criminal activity. Constable Brower has compiled a list of things to watch out for and hazards if crystal meth is being manufactured in your neighborhood. It's on our website. A federal commission of inquiry has found that foreign interference by China did not affect the overall results of the 2019 and 2021 elections. An interim report released today says it's possible that outcomes in some ridings were affected by meddling, but that can't be said for sure. It found that the integrity of Canada's electoral system was not undermined during the two national votes. The inquiry recently wrapped up 10 days of public hearings into suggestions of interference by China, India, Russia, and others in those last two elections. The Progressive Conservatives held on to both seats in provincial by-elections in southern Ontario yesterday, and by convincing margins. In the riding of Milton, the Tory candidate won by 9 percentage points, or about 2,400 votes. In the Conservative stronghold of Lambton-Kent, Middlesex, their nominee claimed victory with a 34-point lead. The Liberals finished in second place in both ridings, well ahead of the NDP in a distant third. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.